Blog Talk Radio. Where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? As I sit and reflect, as I sit and ponder, mankind, and I wonder. Destruction and greed, the world filled with many needs. Some say they lead, some say they follow. Some lies can be shallow, dug out like whittling wood, empty and hollow. Oh, mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? In the life of the fast pace, we all are slowing. This human race, forgetting the small things, the lovely things, the things that are the true essence of life. Why the strife? Why the mayhem? The unnecessary hunger, the wanting, the yearning. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages in our learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of the fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words, but things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamities? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you and who did you influence? Questions to be asked, the other side, the true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing?
Mankind. Wow, I just love that poetry piece by LA-based reggae band Dread Days. I just love it. Before that, you heard the instrumental of Menage a Trois by Austin Brown, and of course, Round and Round by Morris Mills. Yes, the one and only Morris Mills. So, happy Monday, and thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I sound kind of mellow, huh? I do. I'm in a kind of mellow mood. So, just want to shout out all of the supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Report and my own and offline friends. We've exceeded 50K views of the profile, and the profile, which you know, is blogtalkradio.com, KULTURESHOKENT - Beth. And sometimes you can just space Beth instead of the hyphen, and so on. So thanks so much for your support, and looking forward to many of you being guests and guest hosts and also calling in. You can call this morning, you know. So good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Hearing from online friends that I believe are listeners also from all over the world. So just shout out to you. I love you. 3, 2, 1, let's hug. Love you much. We all need a hug. I know I do. Just, you know, prayers. Let's continue to pray for world peace and believing that, you know, days will be better and become better. And also, shouting out those, well, he had a I did not attend the rally, but they had a very successful rally here in Jackson, Mississippi, at our city hall yesterday at 2 p.m. regarding Trayvon Martin rally, and I saw my longtime friend Kamikaze and many others in attendance and leading the rally at City Hall today. And it's been a sad, sad weekend here in the state of Mississippi. Also, many of you have seen it on national and worldwide news also, like CNN and other international news shows, regarding two separate incidents that happened on two separate university campuses on the same night. We have experienced a murder on the campus of Mississippi State University in Starkville, Mississippi, Mississippi State Bulldogs, and also on the campus of SWAC University, well, near the campus, well, Jackson State University, JSU's Tigers. I'm an alumni of Jackson State. I studied business management there after I graduated from Hines Community College, which you all hear me talk a lot about, and because I've been talking about the golf fun fest is coming up soon on April the 19th. And also, I'm going to get to Tiger Woods because you all know I'm so excited for Tiger Woods. But, yes, our governor and also the president of Jackson State University and all have spoken out and sent their condolences to families, and also definitely plan to make arrests and more arrests, because I think they have arrested one person regarding the Mississippi State University murder, but then also the governor, you know, has vowed to definitely do the best they can to make arrests regarding these two horrific crimes that happened on two wonderful, wonderful college university campuses here in the state of Mississippi. Jackson State University is located here in Jackson, Mississippi, and Mississippi State University, for those of you who don't know, located in Starkville, Mississippi. And we just must continue to pray, because bad crimes are happening every second. And that, and you know, in our local communities and worldwide. So it's just important for us to try to do our best to make each one's life better and happier. Not sad. You know, be lovers, not fighters and haters and so on. But so let's take a moment of silence right now. Well, not too silent, if you all can hear my radio, I have it on mic and mic. But right now, 1, 2, 3. A moment of silence, regardless of your faith, regardless of your beliefs, regardless if you're atheist or not. The atheists even got together in D.C. this past weekend too, right? So, you know, it's important for everyone to express their rights. But, you know, we all must, you know, metaphorically, if not realistically, hold one another's hands and just pray for a better place and believe in a better place. And not only that, but do our part to work hard to make the world a better place. It makes me think of that song about, you know, we can make the world a better place. Someone's already in the chat room, so hello. And remember, you can call at 714-409-0614. I was all prepared to. I love writing old-fashioned notes sometimes. This morning I did not do that, and I had planned on reading off of one of my, I have two Androids, my MyTouch and another T-Mobile Android. And so all of a sudden my MyTouch screen does not want to appear, and I put a lot of my good information on it, but I love a good old-fashioned pen and pad at times, because I like to write. Hello to that, you in the guest chat room. Welcome to the guest room, chat room. What's up? I'm so thankful for any and everybody who can join either online, by phone. If you call in, you don't have to speak, but if you would like to speak, press 1. to make a comment or ask a question, but 714-409-0614 is the number. And so on. So just shout out to all of my Facebook friends that I've been chatting with this morning and so on. But I did watch golf yesterday. If you all know, I tweeted out that I was watching Tiger. Well, I was watching the whole golf game, period. And I just, Mike and Mike are talking about it now also. So I was just giddy. I just knew and believed that he was going to win. So I definitely didn't want to miss seeing him win. And it just so happened we had so much breaking news going on here in Jackson, Mississippi. I turned to local news to see what was going on in the news. And also it was, we had a, you know, fun weekend. Also zippity-doo-dah weekend here and other things going on. But I turned the channel to see what was going on the news. So when I turned back, the game was off. So I know a couple of the announcers thought maybe it might extend to tomorrow, but I knew Tiger had to do his thing because some of his competitors were, they were trying to get up there and surpass Tiger, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. I just had that vibe that he was going to win yesterday, and most definitely he won. So shout out to Tiger Woods. Congratulations to Tiger for winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational that was held in Orlando yesterday. So just amazing, amazing. It was pretty good. But I don't mean if you watched it also. And like I said, the 25th Annual Golf Fun Fest will be on April the 19th for Hines Community College Foundation. And that's on April the 19th. And you all can tweet at Community College and visit their Facebook pages also. And contact them directly and so on. But I'm just looking at the article about Tiger Woods, the ABC News article. Tiger Woods, a winner on tour again after 30 months. His ball safely over the water, Tiger Woods walked toward the 18th green Sunday as he had done over the last 30 months. On the PGA Tour, one big difference. There was no mistaking that smile. Pure joy, he said. Woods finally brought the buzz back to the very thing that made him famous, winning. 2 weeks after another injury scare, Woods looked dominant as ever in that bright red shirt. Yeah, I love that red. Red looks good on him. I like red on myself also, but my favorite colors are black and purple. And some other colors, but red, that red did look good, to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. It was his first PGA Tour victory since a sex scandal at the end of 2009 led to one of the greatest downfalls in sports. And with the Masters only 2 weeks away, Woods looked more capable than ever, resuming his pursuit of Jack Nicklaus in the majors. Woods closed with a 2-under 70 and won by 5 shots over Graham McDowell. I think he really just kind of nailed home his comeback, McDowell said. Great to have a front row seat watching maybe the greatest of all time doing what he does best, winning golf tournaments. Woods had gone 923 days and 27 tour events since he last posed with a trophy, and it showed. Kneeling to look at this line as he waited his turn to putt on the 18th, Woods tapped his putter on the ground and could barely contain a grin, knowing that the longest PGA Tour drive of his career was about to end when he tapped in for par. He clenched his fist, screamed out, "Yeah!" and hugged his caddy, Joe LaCava. Walking off the green, Woods extended his black cap for a sweeping wave toward the gallery. It's not like winning a major championship or anything, Woods said, but it certainly feels really good. And the Masters are only 2 weeks away. Wow, it's Masters time already. The question 2 weeks ago was when he could play again. Now it's whether he could get back to being the player who once ruled golf. It was the 16th time in his career that Woods has won by at least 5 shots, and it was the largest margin of victory on the PGA Tour since Rory McIlroy won the U.S. Open by 8. Woods downplayed the significance of Sunday, pointing out on more than one occasion that he considers it his second win since the scandal. He counts the Chevron World Challenge last December. I do, too. When he went birdie-birdie to beat an 18-man field of top 50. I do, too. I consider that a win. And but this is significant. A PGA Tour event with a full field and a strong field at that, and with a performance so clean that he was never seriously challenged on the back nine. I've gotten better, and that's the main thing we said. I've been close for a number of tournaments now, and it was just a matter of staying the course and staying patient, keeping working on fine-tuning what we're doing, and here we are. The only thing missing was the host himself. Palmer's blood pressure increased during the final round from new medications, and he was taken to the hospital about 15 minutes before the tournament ended as a precaution. Alistair Johnston, vice president at IMG, and his longtime business manager said Palmer would be kept overnight. Nobody's overly concerned, he said. Wood goes to number 6 in the world, returning to the top 10 for the first time since May 22nd. Heading home now, and I can't stop smiling. Thanks to Old Town fans and everyone watching for all the love. Old Town means Orlando. Old Town. And like Jackson is Jacktown. Oak Town is Oak Town. Houston is H-Town. Old Town fans and everyone watching for all the love. Get well soon, Arnie. Was tweeted about 3 hours after his win. He finished at 13 under 275 for his 72nd PGA Tour win, one short for Nicklaus for second place on the career list. But that's not the record Woods wants. He has 14 majors, four short of the Nicklaus standard, and he tries to end a four-year drought at the Masters, restores April 5th. I am excited, no doubt, Woods said. I'm looking forward to the momentum I've built here. It was the first time Woods had all four rounds under par since he returned from his personal crisis at 2010 Masters. McDowell made a 45-foot birdie putt and a 50-foot eagle putt early in the round to try to stay close, though he was never close in two shots after starting with a double bogey. He closed with a 74. Ernie Els failed in his bid to get into the Masters. The three-time major champion started the final round three shots behind, but twice missed par putts inside 3 feet and shot 75. He would have needed a two-way tie for second to crack the top 50 in the world. Instead, he tied for the fourth and moved up only four spots to number 58. Excuse me. He'll have to win the Houston Open next week to avoid missing the Masters for the first time since 1993. This day belonged to Woods, and it is used at Arnie's place. Only 2 weeks ago, Woods was taken off the course at Doral in the middle of the final round with tightness in his left Achilles tendon, the same injury that caused him to miss 3 months last year, including two majors. It turned out to be a mild strain, and Sunday was the 8th straight day that Woods played golf, starting for practice around last Sunday at Augusta. If you all have been listening, don't get my friend Rich Ruffner stirred up about those leg strains. He really cracks that Tiger, whom I love so much, about that, saying that, oh, he gets those strains from his past off the course, you know, life. But Reg is so crazy, but he loves Tiger just like I do also, but being the comedian that he is. LaCava called him that Sunday night at Doral after Woods had spoken to Tiger and said, you can hear the relief. His injuries have received more attention in the last year than the personal life crisis that cost him his marriage and corporate support. But in the last week, former coach Hank Haney's book, The Big Miss, was mailed out to various media outlets, another distraction for Woods. The book goes on sale Tuesday. While it deals mainly with Haney's 6 years teaching Woods, it raises questions about Woods' fascination with the Navy SEALs. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that book. And whether that contributed to his injuries. It also portrays Woods as a self-centered and rarely satisfied, a side of him that Woods has sought to keep private for so many years. The win at Bay Hill, his record 7 in the event, puts the chatter back on golf. Excuse me. He was a man on a mission today, LaCava said. He was pretty jacked up. He was out there to prove himself. Woods won against a full field for the first time since the Australian Masters on November the 15th, 2009. So So that was like a week before Thanksgiving of 2009. 12 days later, Woods ran his car into a fire hydrant, and revelations poured on about his extramarital affairs. He has not been the same since then, and players began to wonder if his mystique could ever return. This was a step, a big step. Wood renewed his reputation as golf's greatest closer, winning for the 38th time in 40 attempts, when he had the lead going into the final round. It was McDowell who took Thunder Woods in a shocker at the end of 2010 by rallying from four shots down to beat him at Chevron World Challenge, something long considerably unthinkable. And it was McDowell speaking for so many others on tour who suggested last August that the red shirt on Sunday was not as intimidating as once was. McDowell was as formidable as ever. He couldn't keep up. The former U.S. Open champion gave Woods a big cushion on the opening hole, but his approach buried so badly in the bunker that only the top half of the ball could be seen. He blasted out through the green into another bunker and made double bogey that gave Woods a three-shot lead. And McDowell never got closer than the two rest of the way. But he put up a good fight. He sure did. McDowell took a free drop from his sprinkler head, going from the rough to the fringe, and a hold as a 45-foot birdie putt after Woods was already in tight for a birdie. Woods hit a towering 3-iron from 267 yards over the water on the par 5-6. And before he could attempt his eagle putt from just outside 15 feet, McDowell made his from 50 feet. Woods was in total control of all aspects of his game. The final two holes of the front nine. Wow. Woods hit an iron from 182 yards that cleared the bank by a few yards and rolled within 40 feet for birdie on number eight. And on the next hole, McDowell missed a four-foot par putt to fall four shots behind. McDowell missed three putts inside 10 feet early on the back nine, one of them for par, and then was merely alone for the ride. He's going to be a force at Augusta, said Ian Poulter, who shot 74 and finished third. Well, we have 49 seconds of live streaming, but I was going to stop at 30 minutes, but I'll go ahead and exceed because there's a little bit more to talk about. But that was amazing. I really knew he was going to probably was going to win, knew he was going to win when he had when they thought a tree was going to complicate things, but it did not. So I was like, wow, that's amazing right there. So that was a pretty good moment, one of my favorite moments of the tournament, of the Invitational, So, wow. So we have 7 more seconds of live stream, so thank you so much for joining. But the show will continue on for about another 5 to with music at the outro. Again, thank you. But, yeah, like I said, I like to make my notes, but I had planned to read from my other Android, my MyTouch, and it does not want to. This is the first time where the screen did not want to appear. So I don't know what's going on with it. I hope it's okay, because I definitely don't want to request for a new one. That is just something when you have to request for a replacement and so on. But I have to do what I have to do if the screen doesn't come up. But I hope it does. I've really been enjoying my T-Mobile MyTouch and also my other T-Mobile LG Android also, which I was not fond of at first. It was a replacement to my Sony Ericsson, and it took me forever to learn the functions of the touchscreen. One thing I like about my MyTouch is it also has a keyboard also. Now, I had scheduled a webinar this morning, my second webinar. I did go ahead and presented my first webinar last week, but it was more so a practice webinar, so I didn't send out invites. And I had scheduled a webinar for this morning, but I'm going to reschedule it for either the end of the week or Monday. More than likely, it'll be Monday. And it's regarding Culture Shock Entertainment Report and Blog Talk Radio also, and Why So Fabulous, and why you and your business should advertise also just with Blog Talk Radio and also doing the broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. One thing that I have always loved about Blog Talk Radio, even when I was just a supporter and a listener, are the awesome advertisements and commercials. It's amazing. So I'm going to share more with you about the history of blogtalkradio.com, plus also more information regarding advertising and the benefits of advertising with blogtalkradio.com and with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So I'll keep you updated on that. And then also I'll schedule a spreecast also regarding talking about blogtalkradio.com and Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So I've kept rescheduling my spreecast regarding Who Dat Nation, but it will definitely go on this morning. So I have had to, more news keep developing. That's one reason why I've been rescheduling and so on. But this is just something going on with the Trayvon Martin killing and the people that are coming out on both sides of the fence. Even one of my Facebook friends, early yesterday morning, that one of my Facebook friends whom I love to share dialogue with, sometimes we share the same opinions and sometimes we don't, but it's always fun and civil conversation. And I shared something that another Facebook friend of mine has shared regarding a tweet that super actor Will Smith, his tweet name is @RealWillSmith. And so my female Facebook friend had shared a tweet of Will Smith, and it was regarding about why, it was comparing why Jim Zimmerson had not been arrested compared to, to the Kim Kardashian incident, and, you know, where the, and so on. And so my Facebook friend, the male Facebook friend, he was like, the female Facebook, he was like, well, we don't know if he killed him or not. And then he talked a lot pretty much through it. I wish I was looking at it now so I could read it verbatim. But he was like, we don't know if he killed him or not. I don't know and you don't know and blah, blah, this. And what about OJ and blah, blah, this and so on. And I was like, I have not even shared my opinion regarding the killing of the young teenager. You know, I'm definitely hurt, like many of you all. I said, but Zimmerman has admitted to killing the young teenager, but under the Stand Your Ground law. So we do know who killed Trayvon. He's telling me, oh, we don't know. And I'm like, I have not shared my opinion. I said, but he has admitted to killing the young teenager, but under the Stand Your Ground law. So we do know who killed him. Because and all the witnesses and all the recordings of cell phones and so on, my goodness. And I'm like, those are the comments of actor Will Smith. So you can direct any of your comments to his Twitter page. Because my friend, my other Facebook friend, she shared the Twitter itself on her page, Will Smith from his Twitter page. And so I'm like, you can't direct your comments to Will Smith because that was not my comment. I haven't shared my opinion, but we do know who. He's talking about we don't know who killed him. And I'm like, well, the man admitted to killing a teenager. And then I didn't really see the what about OJ until, like, afterwards. And then I'm like, okay, any of you all that know me know that OJ was one of my childhood sports heroes. And I have never shared my opinion regarding the OJ case because I have always been so hurt by that case. Hurt. by that overall case and being a woman of age 43 who have experienced relationship abuse from as a teen and as an adult. You know, and I know just because somebody is an abuser does not make them a killer. But I have never shared my thoughts regarding the, so what about OJ? You know? And I replied back to him, so what I'm sharing with you all is exactly what I shared back with him. And, you know, like I said, we're pretty fun Facebook friends, so we know I'm telling the truth. And if he's listening to the show, he can call in also, you know, so we can continue the dialogue. And, but, because that still hurts me regarding that case. I'm still saddened by the loss of those and the hurt of all parties involved, including O.J. Simpson's family and his kids and his mother who was living at the time and et cetera, et cetera. And I also replied to him that I am looking forward to, I hope, because my mother, I talk about this before with you all. I really would like to, OJ to be a guest on the show. You know, let us know how is he doing, what's up with him, why he's on lockdown in the Vegas area, metropolitan area. I don't know if it's in the metropolitan area or in the rural area. But, you know, my fascination with OJ is not dealing with the legal life, but that's important. I'm not an attorney, so I have no business talking about his legal life. But let's talk about sports. If he want to talk about the impact of that case on his life and his loved ones, he can feel free to. But I just want to have a dialogue with OJ. And for not only this show, but also for my writings, I've been planning on resuming my writing at my BleacherReport.com profile page, writing an awesome article there, an interview with him there, and other articles that I write at and for my on my own blogs and so on. So the mainstream media is definitely not keeping us updated on what's going on with OJ and other people that are indirectly and directly involved in his personal and professional life. And every once in a while I hear things about appealing and so on. But I've never shared my opinion about that because that was a sad case back then. But then also it was a sad case also, the reason why he's in prison right now. Some people are like, well, that's karma coming back on him because for those that believe he did commit the crimes in the 90s or not. I don't know if he committed the crimes or not, you know. So, and I'm one of those people that's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this, you know, but lives are lost. I'm, you know, honestly, he was one of my childhood sports heroes, and I'm telling the truth, and people know it. Bruce Jenner was one of my favorite Olympians, you know. So, you know, I love my sports and my NFL teams, but I loved other athletes also. So, I just wanted to share that with you regarding a little Facebook dialogue with one of my favorite Facebook friends, you know. But he was like, you don't know, and I don't know who killed Trevon. That man is innocent until proven guilty. Well, he admitted to killing the young man. The investigation in if he definitely is, followed the Stand By Your Ground. That's why the government and the federal, the FBI is all in this now, because they're investigating his story. But, and then also, I mentioned to my mom, I was telling my mom about the dialogue, and I was like, and what about O.J.? When O.J. got out the car, when we was watching CNN live, I remember O.J. being handcuffed as soon as he got out. I might be wrong, maybe my memory messed up, but O.J. was immediately handcuffed, before he even knew exactly what was going on and what had happened. Has Zimmerman even been taken in for questioning? I know he's been hiding in those close to him, and police have access to him, but has he even been taken in for questioning into the police department? So O.J. was immediately, so what about O.J.? O.J. was immediately handcuffed, you know, so that's all I want to say. I just want to share that with you all. You know, we can elaborate because there's so much going on. Like the Trayvon Martin case is sad. It's sad cases going on right here. The cases about the two students at separate universities here in Mississippi, those cases going on. Cases right here in my neighborhood. There's an unsolved murder case right now, right around the corner from my home. Murder case. One of my neighbors bludgeoned, beaten, shot or something to death. That happened in 2005. Unsolved murders in my neighborhood. We all experiencing unsolved situations and injustices. So it's important for us to do our best to be law-abiding citizens and respect one another and do our best to live our lives. So I just wanted to share that with you all before concluding the program, and I thank you so much for your support. And also, I'll be screencasting later. And like I said, I'll reschedule the webinar. And also, my little kitty Smokey is still MIA, so I just send prayers to his angelic spirit if he's alive or if he's not alive, you know. So it's going on 5 weeks this week on Wednesday. But thanks again, and God bless. And that's it. Remember, you can email me also at KutaShockEntertainmentReports@yahoo.com, KutaShockEntertainmentReports@yahoo.com. And also, I send a shout-out to Martini, PhD, and his team who are on tour, and they have been having a blast in Charlotte, North Carolina, ever since Thursday, and today is the big demo event. Today. Next week will be, I believe, Shreveport, and in May, they will be traveling to Jackson, Mississippi, and I am so honored to be the liaison and the promoter for the event, and so excited for Martina PhD supporters and my supporters, is all of us in the beauty and fashion entertainment world, and this is really, really important event, and so keep your ears and eyes open, because they're on tour, y'all. Okay, thanks so much, and God bless. And also, shout out to Shamira Muhammad, Shamira's, and just all of my on and offline friends. Much love and hugs, and thank you so much, and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. And remember, also, I have a Springer.com channel also. Same thing, but Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOENT-B.